Cause ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low down G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand.
Are y'all trying to join the team?
Nothing but a G team.
Yemi and I are looking to expand the Nothing But a G Thing team. Yes. We're looking for people to do social media.
You can be a gang member.
A social media. You can be a part of the team that helps us plan,
bring your
host,
talents,
throw
to,
events
to the G spot.
Run social media. Contact anybody when we're talking about our business ventures. Join the team. Have fun. Be cool. Damn, this is, we actually starting to sound like a gang, huh?
Hang out with us. It sounds like you're trying to push drugs.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to make sure y'all join the team. Y'all keep it lovely. It's nothing but a G thing.
Team.
Back to the lecture or the legend at hand. How y'all doing, man? Y'all having a good day? I hope so. So y'all, there was a time in my life where I said no to everything just because I want to say no. Say, for instance, somebody would ask to use my car when they didn't have a car, and I'd be like, no, I'm going to use my car today. And then as me and this person are chilling in the house all day, she would see me not use my car. Now, I should have realized that karma is a mug. Because unconsciously, this person had harbored. And she was waiting for the time and the moment in life where she could pay it back. Or pay it forward, however you want to think about that. Come to the piece of resistance, which has been the last 2 to 3 years of my life, where I'll be like, hey, I'll give you a little just play by play. Oh, hey, Yemi, do me a favor. Yemi, do me a favor. Yemi, Yemi, Yemi. Do me a favor. The silence is deafening, huh? That's how I feel. And now that I've gotten to the point of ultimate frustration with the lack of response, I have coined a phrase that I feel like is starting to grow. And I feel like it's starting to get to the point of annoyance where I want it to be, which is, it don't pay you to be difficult. Ooh, boy. Snap, snap, snap. Snap, snap. Hey, I know. Hey, I see Yemi's face has been very straight, but she was like, yeah, Deji did that. Deji did that. I know I did. I know I did. And what are we talking about today? Today, we're talking about cattiness. Catty, petty, whatever you want to call it.
Ask yourself, who is the pettiest person that you know? It's a nigga, right? It's usually a nigga.
That's a lie, because yeah. The pettiest person I know is you.
It's not.
How?
I'm not petty. You're like intentionally petty, and I'm just not an intentional petty person. I just happen to like, in certain situations, think of myself first. But you're intentionally petty. Like, you will know that the situation is the way that you would respond would be petty, and you fully lean into it. Me, it's unintentional.
How can you unintentionally be petty? How the hell does that sound?
Like, sometimes it just happens. Like, if, like I said, if you have the tendency to think of yourself first, which, you know, candidly, I do, and an outcome of a situation turns out to be petty. Or I have this thing where, like, you know, some of the things that I say come off as petty, but it's literally just meant to be like a statement as it is. It's never meant to be petty. Like, you know, where you have to preface stuff and say no shade. That's literally where I be coming from. But I don't think, I mean, I like I said, I think that you know that it is uncharacteristic of you to be petty, and you have fully leaned into it recently as of late, being petty, because you're trying to, I don't know, maybe match energy, or you just don't have the patience that you're used to having, or maybe for a bigger reason. But yeah, I think that you have the tendency to be petty for no reason. So what was the question? Oh, you no question, but today we're talking about pettiness.
Or levels to.
Levels to pettiness.
I like to think, because I heard something the other day that if you don't monitor your emotions, they tend to control you.
Yeah.
And the example they use is anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's a level one anger, but because you don't know how to react, you always act at a level three. And I feel like pettiness is like that a lot of the times, right? Like if you feel like you do this a lot. That's why I said you talk about me being petty. You literally will not actively do things because you feel like you've been slighted before. You know the situation. I'm not going to speak about it.
No, give me like something that teases it so I can think about it. Because I don't know what
everyday
you're talking
people.
Who was I being petty towards?
Oimbo.
I wasn't being petty towards that person. I don't know why people be thinking like, okay, so if I have an opinion about something, it could literally just be an opinion, but like, I don't be caring about stuff. Like, I don't care about anything for real to where I would let it affect me in a way. But I feel like it's okay to have an opinion about something, state your opinion, and just let it be that. Like, I feel like it's...
Yeah,
but that, I haven't acted in a petty way towards that person or in a situation like I don't.
But you'll actively avoid functions because
that's not petty, though. Like that's literally preference.
Is that preference? So if everybody's
preference
going to
versus petty, that's a conversation.
Is it preference, though?
It is. I mean, I feel like for me personally, like. Because I'm like some way in the industry that I work in, but also still. Have to be social in it. I feel like it's preference. You can't go to everything. So I'm going to make it a priority of mine to only go to the things that one, I feel like would be good for me to go to, but also things that I care to be at. Because I did go to an event that person was at. And just because like socially my friends were there, but that didn't have any bearing on me not going is what I'm saying. Like, I'm sorry to speak in circles, but you know, we trying to keep good relationships with people.
Trying
so.
To keep hope alive. That's what
trying to keep good relationships with people. So
hope alive. That's
what I'm saying. Or steady copacetic. But yeah, like I don't think it's petty for me not to want to go somewhere because I have a preference on the type of things that I want when I go out socially.
Okay.
But I think it would be petty if I was intentionally stopping that person's bag or like throwing dirt on the person's name that is associated with, you know, certain things. But I mean, the people I have to sneeze, the people that I fuck with, the promoters that I fuck with, the people that I actually want to do things with have sense. I won't say that the people that do not align with the way I think don't have sense. I just feel like it's business. Some things are business and some things are personal. And the stuff that's business, I keep business. And the stuff that's personal, I keep personal.
I hear all that.
That's like a roundabout way to talk about what we're talking about. But
I feel like at the same token, it's still categorized as petty.
Yeah, it can be. I feel like if there was another word that is synonymous with petty that's like unintentional, I could understand it being like that. But for me, really, it's just like, I think it's okay to know what a situation is for you and to move different based off of that. But I agree, like, for some people, yeah, if I explain that to them fully, that could be petty. But I don't know. I feel like we can move on because we could talk.
I know, but it was just an example.
Like I said, like, that's not me being intentionally petty, but I do think, like, if I think about myself.
But it is intention, though, right?
No, I mean, I just feel like for me at the end of the day, like me not going to somebody's event is not going to have a bearing on whether it's a good event or not.
So we can move on, but you can't say you intentionally do something, but it's unintentional, right? That doesn't make any sense because in order for you to do something, you have to have intention, right?
Right.
Especially,
I mean, you could do things without intention.
I don't think you can. That's why I said, like, when you say you can be unintentionally
petty,
that's like very hard to do. Like, that's basically saying you believe that you're better than everybody.
No, what I'm saying is that some things come across that way, even
like
though that
what,
was not
what
my
would
intention.
Come off as petty.
Some of the things that I say, like I can be very direct.
That's your own affect, and that's
and I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about myself. I can be very direct, and some of the things that I say come across as petty, but it's just a matter of fact. But
I also am very direct.
Yeah, but I don't think that it depends on the situation. If it's a particular situation and I say something and it comes across as petty, then that's what it is. But that was not my intention. My intention was just to probably state my opinion, to give an asked and answered. It could be a myriad of things, but I just think that, like, for me personally, I'm not one of those people that leads with bad intention in anything that I do. It may just come across that way. But in my head, I never do anything with ill intention. Okay. And I put that on everything that I love.
Do you think that pettiness is even a useful form of emotion?
No, I do think it just comes from the fact that I am very passive aggressive. But I feel like, no, yeah, I think that, you know, it would fare better in the world if people were just direct with their approach to everything and everybody. But I also think of conflict and confrontation, and those are two things that I don't like. So I would just prefer to be passive, aggressive, say things in a gentle, playful manner, or to just do it in my own Suki style, which is kind of like just like keeping it funny, but also being dead ass serious.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Okay.
And that's just tact too. I think my tact in the way that I say things, because I be serious, but like you never really know if I'm like joking or serious.
But you really think that men are the most petty? They're the petty?
Yeah, y'all are petty as hell. Like you be gossiping.
I don't gossip actually. When's the last time I gossip?
Not with me, but I'm sure when you get with your people, you be gossiping. Like men be gossiping. You be
women gossip.
Everybody gossips, but men be gossiping. Like y'all be in the business, y'all be in, you know, like the phrase men's business and women's business came because somebody along the lines got things crossed, and I feel like 9 times out of 10 is probably a nigga. Most of the conflict that happens on social media or most of the discourse comes from a nigga being in women's business.
Well, I don't do that at all. But that's,
no, but we're not talking about you specifically. We talking about the world.
That's true.
That's what we do on the podcast. We talk about y'all.
Okay, so then what's the most recent petty situation you've seen? The Russell Wilson versus Future.
That shit is petty. But I mean, I feel like
that shit is hella petty. And
it's petty on Future.
No, it's petty on Russell's part.
What is he doing besides raising another nigga's kids?
See, that's what y'all... That's what women...
Oh, see? There you go.
I got you. I said women.
Bring out that misogyny, because I knew it was in you.
It was not.
I knew that misogyny knew I was in you.
Sure.
Bring that up out you.
Sure. Let's say it. As a man, we all understand that when a single baby mom is single, she has every right to date whoever she wants to date.
Okay.
Right? But there is no... We understand the good graces. We understand the play that, hey, I want to be with this woman so bad that I will make sure that I win her child over. But, Shumbo, there's a line. When you start raising this kid like he's your own, and I have no... This is not me trying to justify anything of what Future has done. I'm going to just say it like this. You have no right to dictate what that person... Like, you a stepdad. You are a stepdad. Your role is that. So when decisions are made in the house for that child, if the mom is not making it, she need to call the pops. I don't care if the pops is Future.
Okay.
It's not a decision you make together and you exclude the father. And the fact that Future actually spoke up about it, one, I guess it's because he's messy and we all know this.
Yeah.
But the second part is that, like, hey, at the end of the day, that's my kid. Like, that's my seed. That's loin of my loin. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's something that Russell won't have ever. I don't care.
With that particular child, but he has other kids with her. I don't know. I just think that, like, if a nigga not doing what he's supposed to do as a father, then you can't get mad at another nigga doing his fatherly duties. I don't see no problem with that. I feel like, and also, this is a separate topic that we can talk about for another day. Don't come over here with no kids asking me to be stepmom. Because fuck them kids. No shade to your kids. See, and I was petty, and I wasn't intending. I wasn't intending on being petty, but for real,
that's not petty. That's preference.
That's what I was just talking about earlier, and you told me that being having a preference was petty.
No, that. But you're saying a situation where you're putting your own preference is being. It might be considered petty, but that's not petty. It's petty because of the world's view. But in all actuality, it's not petty. If I say, "Hey, I don't want to be with somebody who got a kid." Unfortunately, I don't want to be with nobody who has a kid.
Yeah.
Don't matter how great you are of a person.
Yeah.
I need all the attention.
Well, that might be your reasoning. Mine is just because I don't want to be in a situation where, like, I can't, not that I believe in disciplining, but I don't want no kid to tell me that I can't tell them what to do because you're not my dad. You motherfucking right. You could go find that nigga, like, and tell his ass to take you to basketball practice if you want to, or something, whatever the case may be. You're not my mom. You damn right. And because of that, I'm not going to be cooking you dinner today. You can figure out how you're going to eat. Now they calling CPS on me, and I told this nigga that I didn't want to raise this baby.
So that is actually petty.
Let it be.
That's petty.
Let it be.
I mean, but mine's petty too, because that's not saying that I need that much attention. I really don't. But if it come push, cut, and shove, and you be like, damn, my kid's sick, I got to take care of it. I'm going to be like, okay, well.
Have a good one. I just don't think that it matches. Like, I feel like, you know, in this, people just need to date folks who match their lifestyle.
That.
Like, you have to date folks who.
But you don't meet people like that.
Who doesn't?
You don't meet people like that.
Like, what do you mean?
You meet people by living. For the people who actually do, like, I know I can meet somebody who is in the same life frame I am because I actively go out. But for people, most people are doing it on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know if you have kids. They only know you through your Avi.
I feel like, your profile picture.
Yeah.
I think you can.
But because, like, how are you supposed to tell somebody got kids if you're looking out?
Put it on your dating profile. Have a picture with the child.
That's not information people tell. Yeah. Nor should you put that out in front street because there's pedophiles.
That's true.
There's creeps.
That's true.
Yeah.
Child, I just feel like they talking about, you know, we're getting to the age to where, like, folks, the number of people who are dating have children as opposed to don't.
Yeah, it's really normal.
And the pickings are going to be slim.
Well, and they have a rule of thumb. The closer you get to 30,
mm-hmm.
the more the dating pool of people who are single without children is dwindling.
It gets smaller.
And then on the other side, they say for a woman mm-hmm. specifically, if you're single over the age of 30 and mm-hmm. don't have no kids, they say, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
As a guy, it's great.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, wow.
You've made it this far?
You're lucky.
Yes.
That's what they say. So, I mean, it's...
Or you're fortunate enough to have some money so you can kill him.
Sure.
Because if I ended up pregnant today, send the $500.
You said it already. You said
that. Oh, yeah. I say it all the time. This is not news.
Yeah, we are a very progressive podcast.
Yes. trigger warning. We kill kids.
No, we do not. Don't say that shit like that. What the fuck? We don't do the hell. What? We don't kill children. What the fuck?
Can you recall something petty that you have done recently?
Recently? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been going back and forth with my brother on something.
Mm.
And I keep saying that I was like, you have a family. I'm single.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he said, nigga, ain't nobody, nigga, I know I'm married. Thank you. I know I got kids.
Amen. God bless the home.
And it got to the point, he said, I'm thinking about other folks. I said, I don't give a fuck about them niggas.
Fuck them niggas. Like, what?
But that's again, but he's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I know what, again, I'm talking a very about roundabout way because I believe in principalities. You know, I'm a Christian. Also, I'm Yoruba. We believe in principalities.
Tradition.
Yes, yes, exactly. So I'm not going to speak
rules
words.
Of order.
I'm not going to speak words and have people try to sow seeds in my, sow discords in my field. You feel me?
What the hell are you talking about?
You ain't watch Greenleaf?
No, I did, but it's hard to get into.
What? For people who like acting?
It's drama. It's just dramatic in a way that's like too much for me. Like, I like shows. I do like, you like soap operas, so that's why you like Greenleaf, because you used to watch soap operas.
You like reality TV shows.
I do, but it's a lot of drama, but that's more like, I don't know. I don't know what it is about Greenleaf that I didn't like. I just felt like
Black people who are wealthy.
I don't know. So probably the church. I don't know. I can't tell you what it is. But I watched like the first couple of episodes, like the first couple of seasons for sure.
Yeah, it definitely gets redundant, but you know, it's a good show. But what I'll say is this. What was he talking about?
The pettiest thing you've done.
Oh yeah, the pettiest thing. That was the pettiest thing I did with my brother. And my brother actually he got hot. And then I was like, all
right. Oh, why he get hot?
Because he was like, nah, motherfucker, I don't keep. I was like, I knew what he said, motherfucker.
What did he say?
He was like, nah, motherfucker, I'm thinking about the other motherfuckers. So like,
oh, true. Like, okay, yeah, so yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that. Like, when you're in a situation where things get petty, how do you resolve the situation?
Oh, well, I usually take a step back. And then I'm like, yeah, my bad, G.
Yeah.
I'm very quick. The thing about me is a lot of people don't notice. I talk a lot of shit, but I am so quick to apologize.
This is news to me.
I've definitely apologized to you.
Name one time you've apologized to me. I just gaslit you. I'm sorry.
I apologize. I don't apologize often because I don't often.
You're often not wrong, or you often just don't apologize?
No, I don't, because you'd assume that I do a lot wrong, but I don't do that much wrong. Actually, I'm a pretty decent human being to Yemi. But yeah, usually that's what I do. But because me and Tunde have such a close relationship and we talk literally every day, we literally were like, we didn't have to apologize. It was like, nah, bro, you was right.
Yeah,
he was right.
But I was right too.
It was like you right. And I was like, da da da, we'll do this. And then he was like, nah. And then he's like, nah, I feel you. I see what you was talking about. But that's how me and Tunde communicate. It's a very like, we're both very passionate people in different ways. So it's hard, you know, when you have two very passionate people, it's always like butting heads. But then when things are smooth sailing, it's smooth sailing. The last petty thing I did to Yemi was at our most recent event. And it was whenever you asked for help, I found a convenient excuse to say no. You didn't know at the time. But I felt very jaded because she decided not to talk to me all week. And I was like, you're not going to talk to me when you want me to do labor, but you can't even say hi or hello to me. That's it. Simple. Simple. Tell me if
I'm
wrong.
That's what I'm saying. The people.
Tell me if I'm wrong, people.
No. Let the people sound off. But I'm gonna say the people literally loved me. Like, I don't know what it is, but people just like, I'm not even trying to be like toot my own horn, but like the people who literally love me and they be acting like they don't. And I just be living my life. Like,
I mean, what are you talking about? I wasn't even be passive. All I wanted is a hi, hello. That's it. It's not hard. You see, we live in the same house.
Yes,
and you, I think it's the weirdest thing when somebody can walk right past you, know that you're there, and don't say nothing.
He took it so personal and didn't say anything. But then,
yeah,
I would just say this, like, and the people would probably say that I was being petty, but like, we in here setting up for the event, and you a man. Why is you mixing drinks when you see people moving furniture?
Well, first of all, don't say that. I actually did cut my finger. You saw the bandage.
I did. Okay, but then you said it. And once you said it, I left it alone. But before that, I'm just outside looking in because I had went to the car.
I actually was going to do that right away. But then I was like, you know, fuck
it. Let the women do that because that's women's business.
One thing, no.
Or did you let the way you felt about not getting a hello deter you from doing men's business? That's very petty. And
so
that's crazy.
One,
because you cut your finger.
One, let's not. Yeah, you are a very sexist person in the wrong way.
I'm not.
That was just very sexist in one way towards women. Now, I will say this.
I'm not.
I will say this.
I respect all the sexes.
Yemi knows. I one of the things Yemi knows is if you feel if you fail especially to dis oil. If you fail to acknowledge me as a human, that just irks me for whatever reason.
I did not acknowledge you, but you were like, you have not been the most. Oh, let me talk to this. Let me talk to you know. Let me have a full conversation with Deji.
Hi, hello.
For what? We live together. Like Deji wants to be greeted like he's a Nigerian uncle, and I'm his, hello.
That's
I'm not his mate.
What? That's something we grew up on.
I give you a head nod, but you was acting.
What?
You were upset because I wasn't. Wild? You were upset because I was not giving you conversation, and no. I just didn't have that for you that last week.
What? No, I knew you were sick. All I said,
most of the time I was in the bed. So what are you talking about? Thank you for admitting that, because what is you talking about? Hi, hello. I can't even breathe for real.
Because
my head is hurting.
I don't like that.
I can't breathe through my nose.
You could just say hi.
I spent most of the week.
You didn't have to
get
out of bed. You could have been a simple text message. Hey, hi, Dave.
Why would I do that?
How are you doing? How's your week going? Because I do that.
When do you text me asking me how am I doing?
Because I just go in your room. I'll be like, hey, how you doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you feeling all right, but I'm sick. What the fuck?
I don't give a fuck what anybody's saying. That's what you're supposed to do when you like somebody, when you love somebody.
Emotions. Emotional.
Yeah, I can be emotional because at the end of the day, people are going to be like, well, it seems like Deji loves Yemi a little bit more than Yemi loves Deji. And now you know what? All I'm trying to say is this.
Don't let that be the hill you die on. Do not let that be the hill that you die on.
It's not. But what I was trying to say, all I wanted was a high hello. Because then when the event comes, you over here trying to dictate me. You can't dictate. It's easy. It's real easy.
Yeah, but we're doing business. You shouldn't have let that.
Well,
affect the business.
I also didn't want to cut my finger right 3 hours before the event. Okay.
No problem. Did you cut it really bad? Because you don't have a bad.
It was one of those joints where you pull the nail,
mm-hmm.
and there's a hang nail,
mm-hmm.
and it started bleeding.
Oh, so that incapacitated you. I feel like you was just being petty and you took it out on everybody else. But
I learned not to get in front. When women are doing, you see, I didn't do a lot of talking. I let y'all run it. When we have the postmortem tomorrow and we talk about it.
Where are you going to be?
Here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I might have to go to Chicago. But, you know, I'll be on the call. But, yeah, when we do the little postmortem and, I probably get bit into, which rightfully so. There's a few things I need to get bit into, yeah. But also I'm gonna do some biting because I did not know the full scope.
No problem.
That's it. But
you don't have to do no biting. You could just be like, I was unaware of certain things.
But you know that's fine. But you're right. You know I be petty, but my pettiness is tactful. Like I am.
I don't think that was the right place for you to do that. But it's
not the point. What I'm trying to say is that my pettiness is usually 100%.
And I had no idea.
Which makes it a little, I didn't speak to you
because I was sick all week. And if y'all can still hear a little bit of congestion in me now to this day.
It's because disregarding somebody makes them feel like they're not. I've told you this.
Oh, you've been feeling inhumane, but that's not because of me.
Inhumane? I feel very human, but I'm just saying.
You've been feeling less like Deji.
Myself, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm not clicking on 110 like I
used to. Yeah, so when you do things, you have to just think. You be thinking it's ill intent, and I was literally sick all week, so I'm not thinking about you. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be thinking about me. That's not what I'm saying.
Hello, I guess. But also, like, we live together.
Someone walk through the door, take everything off, come into the kitchen, look at me. And then go upstairs. Like, what? What?
That's crazy because I always do that. Deji, we live together. I see you every day. What the fuck?
You will say something. Something that will suffice as a greeting. I don't give a fuck if it's a fuck
you. I couldn't even talk.
I don't give a fuck if it's a fuck you or hey nigga or whatever. You know, whatever.
Oh my goodness. Not only was I sick, but I was also on my period. So I was not worried about what Deji had going on. Life happens without you, Deji. Like
life always has.
Okay. And we happy that we have you in it to live, but let's move on because that's honestly even talking about this is very petty. Like this is so below.
Of course
below us. It's very below us.
Of course. I mean, you know, it's one of my favorite pastimes as you can see. I don't want to say that being petty is fun, but it's the one thing I do. You know, most of the time I'm very laid back. I'm even keel. I'm joking. I'm kind of go with the flow. Wherever you need me, I help. But the one little toxic thing I have is my pettiness. And I know I've tried to break it in so many ways. I'm still trying to break it to this day. But I'm a very petty ass person. Like, I'm not talking like respectfully. Like, I'm a disrespectful, in your face type of petty person. But if I don't choose to be petty with you, that usually means I don't give two shits about you. And I've come to realize when I don't want to give my energy into pettiness towards somebody, mm-hmm. that means that, like, my life will be good without you.
I think the pettiest thing you could do to somebody is just
be indifferent.
Just like, I don't have nothing for you.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing for you. Because, like, even if you are on the attack, like in a bad, like in a negative way, like you talking shit about them, you throwing dirt on their name, like you're still giving it energy. But I think the pettiest thing you can do is just leave it alone, paying no mind. What happened between you and who? Who are you talking about? I don't even know that person exists, what they're doing.
You're funny.
Like, what earth they working on, if it's this one, if it's the next one. Like,
but I don't think I would never talk dirt on nobody's name.
Do you think, like, that's real petty, though, like, in life? Like, never if would. Someone you're dating, talking bad about them, that's petty. But also, like, if you see them in public, not acknowledging them, that would probably be the worst thing you could do to me. And I'd probably snatch you from, like, a hood. Actually, I probably wouldn't do anything, to be quite honest. I probably wouldn't do anything. I'd probably be really sad about it.
That's
later.
Always tough, though, because it's like, how did it
end?
And
yeah. Well, I mean, like, if you're not talking to the person because you're just indifferent to the situation, like, yeah, like.
I have people I don't talk to, though, because I feel like if I talk to them, something might come up.
Mm.
Like, and I don't mean like come up romantically, like something might come up in conversation.
I just meant like in general, like you could just have a friend that you fell out.
But that's
out
what
with,
I'm
like,
saying. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be like that, damn, son, so you just let me go out the way and never reached out, not try to hit me, nothing.
Yeah, I have a bad thing about, like, I be wondering what my friends are doing that I'm not really close to anymore, but also, like, I'm not in the position to invest too much into relationships. But I really wish I could be one of those people that just has like a really strong relationship with like a particular group of girls. This is crazy because I'm in a sorority, but I feel like, yeah, like I just wanna, that's something that I need to unpetty.
Is that pettiness or is that just like you just be tired?
I would say so, but I just feel like for me, I just need, like, my own. You know, I think it's very hard as we become adults to, like, form relationships, platonic, that are substantial.
Valid. Very valid.
So I just feel like for me, if it's not my own, if it's not personable or personal, if it's not exclusive, I kind of don't really want it. And I feel like everybody already has that established. But, yeah, I don't know. That may be petty of me and my thinking, but that's kind of how I feel about that.
You know, I'm always twisted. I'm torn. You feel me?
I still think that the pettiest person you know is a nigga. So
I doubt that. So you said, who's the pettiest person you know?
A nigga.
No, who?
No, not like directly, but I feel like when I think of people who have
I'm asking
petty
you,
stuff,
though.
No, I mean, I don't have a specific person because I don't know, but I do know that the men that I have around me that I associate with, they be saying some petty ass shit. They be petty.
The pettiest person I know is in this house.
Yes, who is it?
It's not you.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because you could call it out. You could say my name.
No, you know who it is. She's the pettiest person. You know who she is.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Is she the pettiest?
Yes.
She just has a very innate way of, like,
she'll make you feel bad.
Undercutting and, like, just, like, doing things that's what I'm saying. Like, her pettiness is not intentional. And
but it is.
But it is.
Because she didn't get what she wanted.
But it is. Yeah. When she don't get what she wants, she becomes the worst. The pettiest. I just never understood that. Like, how could somebody, like, my mother is a grown, like, an adult woman. And if she does not get what she wants out of her children, she will treat us like the stepchildren.
Yeah.
And we're from her loins. She pushed me out.
It don't matter.
early because I was supposed to be born at the end of July.
You pretty much was.
I feel like I should have been a Leo, to be quite honest.
You pretty much
things would make so much more sense. But honestly, if I was a Leo and I was a July Leo, I would feel a type of way because I feel like Leos in August make more. Actually, I don't know. I like being a July baby in general. But we're getting off topic, I think. I don't know. But yeah, our mom is pretty petty, so that's where we get it from. Our dad is petty as well.
Extremely petty.
You know what it is? I think it's Pisces, because both of our parents are Pisces.
I was just to say
petty that. Pisces.
Yeah.
If we didn't name these episodes with the letter G, that would be the name of this episode. Petty Pisces. CCCs. Because y'all bitches be Pisces. Y'all bitches be petty as fuck. I'm thinking about it. Who's the messiest person you know? The pettiest person you know is a Pisces.
So now you just went from it was a nigga to now.
It's a nigga who's a Pisces. And that's no shade to the nigga that's a Pisces that I know. But he's pretty petty. But like not in like a mean way. Just like in a, you know, everybody has it in them. Sure. Everybody has it in them. I think everybody has the ability to be petty. And your maturity is how you decide to take it. And I feel like for me, everyone is looking for me to be like this petty.
Yummy.
Mean person, and I really am not. Like, I really, at the end of the day, for me, I feel like my reaction to things is to just not care.
Sure,
friend. And it's not about being intentionally petty. I just don't give a fuck about a lot of stuff.
Sure, friend.
You don't believe so?
I said sure, friend.
I just feel like I'm not. I don't know. I don't think I'm intentionally petty. I feel like I got into a situation where, like, the people in the room thought I was being petty. Mm-hmm. Because like I completely forgot about a situation. It was like a card game, you know, like those drinking games, and a card came up and it was like something that was like messy,
right?
And I didn't peep until it clicked for me that the card had like some sort of significance for some people in the room. And when I finally got it, I was like,
oh no.
I was like, oh. And then everybody else was like, damn, Suki, you being petty. And I'm like, I'm really not. I really don't give a fuck about what y'all be telling me. Not on no shady shit, but like.
You just don't be remembering.
I just like, I feel like if it's not my business.
It's not my business.
It's not my business.
I do live by that rule, too.
Okay? And I just feel like that's literally the rule because people will call you petty. And it's really just, I'm not one of those people that are that invested into shit that don't got nothing to do with me. If I tell you all the stuff that I have going on in my life right now, you would be like, girl, how do you keep it all together in your brain?
I don't.
I just, when it comes in, it comes out. Like, and if it comes in and it don't got shit to do with what I got going on in my life, I push it to the side.
Exactly.
Like, so that way when it happened and it clicked, I was like, oh, and they thought I was being petty. And I was like, no, I literally forgot. And I just remembered. Mm-hmm. But now y'all got me out here as public enemy. Didn't even give that but I understand where that comes from. Because I just give that off.
I tell you, it's the affect, but that's something you can change.
Yeah. I think so, but I honestly, like we talked about it before, you can't change people's perception of you because.
But fuck them.
Yeah.
It's not really for them to. Honestly, everything you do is for yourself. If you change and you like who you are, then are you good.
Yeah.
That's what the same thing. I used to be a very petty person. So the fact that I'm talking about this openly and letting people know, like I used to do extreme. Like my pettiness knew no bounds. Like I would be in here plotting. It was like one of my most it was like the one time where people could not, like, I'm a very transparent person. Like, you usually know what I'm doing a thousand miles away. But when I would want to be petty, I'm telling you right now, I was unmatched. And that's it. But we could move on because, you know, I feel like we've beat this to a head. So let's do some. I have a segment. But I'll wait for us to do our regular stuff.
Oh, you over here doing stuff different now.
No, we said we were going to do this.
Really?
Remember back, you were like, oh, yeah, let's talk about, this is R&B Thug, where we discuss musical lyrics.
Let's do that then.
Okay. Well, you have to pull up the musical lyric.
Okay. What's the song?
Saturn. Remember?
Sure.
But we I have other songs as well.
I don't know if that necessarily fits with the theme of today's episode. Not that it has to. We can pull up Saturn and dissect it.
We could go over Kill Bill, but we've already done SZA.
I might kill my ex. Not the best idea.
Oh, I actually have a really good song that we could do.
How did I get here? I might kill my ex. I still love you, no. Actually, I feel like we should do Saturn for a different episode.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Let's do the ghetto intellectual because, Deji, you actually asked me this question. And I thought this would be a good answer, good question for you to answer on ghetto intellectual. You asked the question as this.
So we're not doing R&B talk?
No.
That's fine.
Friends, we'll save that for a different episode because I actually need to look at the lyrics and interpret them for myself. But I did what the lyrics that I did hear from Saturn was fire, but we're going to save that for a different episode because that could go with something else.
100%.
But the ghetto intellectual question is this, and I feel like it comes in line with pettiness. You said after someone has left your life, when is an appropriate time to reinvite them back into your life, if that's even an option?
Oh, I did ask you that
question. You did ask me that question, and I said, save that for later. Also, don't. Me personally.
Okay, so look,
I think it's contingent, but like, yes, you can go ahead.
Obviously, if it's contingent, but if it's a ghetto answer, shit, I guess.
This is always your ghetto intellectual answer.
My ghetto intellectual answer is shit.
It's a sugar and spice and everything nice type of answer.
It depends how I'm feeling on the night. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying?
honestly, but that's real shit.
That's real shit. Like, yeah, I'm saying real. That like if I'm feeling like, man, I can't believe this person did this shit to me. Like, because, you know, I'm saying that in like, because, you know, every night is different. But in totality, if I step back and be like, oh, no, this person was really good to me, it'd have to be how do I think this person perceives me? Mm. If I feel like the person perceives me pretty favorably,
then you're okay with reaching out.
Yeah, like for most of the time, there's never been somebody who I was messing with. Don't get me wrong. I have my strikeouts when I would never reach out to that woman again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so this is somebody that you dated?
No.
Oh.
I was saying this in general because I was thinking about how a lot of my friends are getting married and you've been complaining about the dates. And I'm like, shit, what you want me to do?
Just because I don't like when people plan they like birthdays, weddings around holidays.
Right.
Like, I only get this holiday off for work or for whatever. And you want me to spend it with you celebrating you? It's no shade, but I just feel like I get it financially, but also like, I want to do hood rat shit or, you know, and I don't want to have to be limited to the things that I can do
because I
want to celebrate you or be a part of your union or whatever the fuck.
So that's why I started to think about it because I was like, damn, like you had a whole this time to kind of get back into contact with me, but because you want my gift, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Or you want me to be there for your special day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? What you going to do? We going to catch up and talk like we friends? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I myself have lived life, so I can't only imagine what you have, right?
Yeah.
Especially when I've tried to reach out. So then it's like,
Interesting. I feel like it's contingent on how things ended. Like, if they ended on good terms, then yeah, for sure. If they ended on bad terms, definitely not. But if it's like this, like, ambient, in between, hot, cold type of thing, I don't know. If you feel like that, you should probably just wait it out. Also, just think about like what, you know what I mean? Like, if someone is not in your life anymore, what's to having them re-enter your life or be a re-part of your life, like in a different capacity? Because of course it's not going to be in the same capacity. Like,
right.
I'd be thinking about that, like, especially when I get drunk, because I'd be like, damn, I got shit to say, but I'm also like, for what? Because the worst thing you could do is, the worst thing that could happen for me is I like get off of my ego or whatever and I reach out and it's not receptive the way that I would want it to be. That's the worst thing that could happen.
That's why I do that shit sober. Because then I'm like, at least...
At least you did it with a clear mind. Correct. Yes. But, you know, the alcohol give you courage. Not me.
They
well, cause
give you
not
courage
me.
To say the shit, you the spicy shit.
Yes.
But at least when you do it with a clear mind, you could say this...
You did it, like, with the sound decision. Like, you did it with, like... Correct. Yeah. I feel that twofold. Like, I feel like same way. When you're drunk, for sure. When you're sober, for sure. But I just feel like... I want to make sure that when I do get lit, my mind is thinking the same way that my sober mind would think, but just without the verbato, like without that extra push. Because I'm okay with, you know, talking my shit sober, drunk, Well, all the things. But yeah, so that was Ghetto Intellectual. What do y'all think? Do y'all think you should be reaching out to anybody that has left your life? And do you think it's contingent? And what is it contingent on?
I think it, and the crazy thing is, I think it's easier when it's been a lover as opposed to a friend.
Oh. Okay.
I think, because for me, I always have a challenge with friends because I'm like, man, we parted because we parted. Whatever happened, happened. It is what it is.
For sure. I mean, I give everyone the space to come back into my life, like, for whatever. Whether it was romantic and not romantic, like, but you just have to, I just need, at this point in my life, like, for what, you know?
But for me, it's, for what? It's because I know how much I invest. And if I'm going to do that with a friendship, bruh, we locked in. So whatever you tell me you're going through, we going through it. We finna go through this trench. We finna get it together. We finna get it done. You feel me? But at the same token, I don't want to be in that same position where I try to lean on you and you're not there.
I would never lean on anybody that left my life. Like, that's not...
Right.
Well, okay. No, I say that, and now that I think about it, that might be... Because them that your friend, somebody that you dated, they know you better than anybody else. And it's like... I feel like for me, I just have this thing where I'm like, damn, this would have been such a good thing to talk about with this person because they understand.
Oh, I don't even think about it.
That's what I be thinking. Like, I be thinking about my friends and I be thinking about like situations that I feel like, damn, they would have like, this is just, I just need to tell them this. And I feel like if, you know, it'd be weird to just bring that up.
I do that with music.
Music, tweets, like anything, like anything.
I'd be like, damn. Motherfucker would have loved this song.
Yes.
Or Shorty would have loved that song. You know,
Yes. Or, and yeah, that's more so what it is. And in those situations, like, you kind of just got to eat that. But that's like, that's a good topic to talk about with like a mass of people.
Oh, of course. That's a think joint.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking like a Sunday session, like songs that you you want to, that you could send to somebody.
Sunday
or something.
Session.
Yeah.
That's a
plug. Okay. So let's move on to things I send AG on Twitter.
Plug.
I sent this tweet to you March 14th, 2024, the year that we're in right now. It's a video of the fight that broke out on the train in New York.
Shit was wild.
Oh, this shit was so funny. Oh my goodness, I would laugh a little bit harder, but I'm going through life. She's talking about where's the NYPD demolished
the
part. Wait, hold on. Let me go to the part and see if I can play it for y'all. Cause she had me weak.
Where the double lock came?
Okay, y'all, that's not funny. Okay, gunshots is not funny.
Trigger warning.
Gunshots. It's not funny because you know. Somebody ended up losing their life.
Exactly.
But it was funny because she was recorded the whole time talking about something. Let me out. And then she turned the camera on herself. Because are you really that scared? But also, like, look how far the world has come where, like,
everything is
you're
recorded.
In danger and you pulling out your phone to tell people to let you out. Like, bitch. Even if you are alive, you think I'm finna come to where a nigga with a gun is on a train in New York to come and help and save your life?
I was just there. I'm cool, Shorty.
Oh my goodness. And it was just so funny because she got an accent. You could tell she'd been in the States for a little bit, but she's still African.
Yeah.
So she talk about some
let me out.
Even before that, excuse me. She was like, man, go stop them. I'm right here, bro. Stop them. Oh my goodness. That shit was so funny. But yes, that was great.
So she sent that to me because she wanted to laugh.
Yeah, you know, we'd be laughing about stuff that's not supposed to be funny for real. But
of course, we all do. We all have a wicked sense of humor.
Yeah. Also, my humor is dry, but It's
that was dry.
No. That video wasn't dry. But
what preceded that was that Buddy got stabbed. So the whole video.
Oh yeah, we'll post the video.
Wild. The video is very wild.
Yes.
Yeah, the girl stabbing him. The dude.
He was fighting the one guy, and then the girl stabbed him, and she was like, "You stabbed a cop? He wasn't a police."
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't a police. You know, people in New York are crazy. I don't know what they got in the water. I don't understand how y'all.
It's too many people.
I just don't understand how like. Y'all live like that. Like
it's too many people. Y'all have very small quarters. Like it's a lot. You're dealing with a lot. You feel me?
But the people that I know, I mean, like the people that I work with at my job, they like cheerful and be in New York.
Because they have money.
Yeah. But even my boss, I know that man make money. He's talking about, you know, we live in a little one bedroom apartment in New York. And I'm like, but you got, I know you got bands.
Because he want to.
Yeah,
probably because location. People will live some places just because of location. It's the easy. I'm right by the subway, or
he lives in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's a good place.
Yeah,
Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn.
Okay,
honestly, it was cool.
And did your ass go to New York? Now I feel like you've been to New York too many times.
I do like New York.
Yeah, you would move there?
No. Hell no.
It's too dirty for you. You like to wash your hands a lot.
Man, just getting used to the grime is.
It's enough.
It's like a 2-day adjustment.
It's enough.
Two full days. And then I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, like, cool. You can.
I feel like I don't need to always put on hand sanitizer.
Mm.
Yeah, but other than that, it's fun. It just don't never go to sleep.
We like sleep.
I like sleep.
Chicago be sleep because they need all the black people to be up and out the way.
And I just like it. It's a good time. What are we missing?
I don't know. I didn't really like New York.
I feel like if you went again, I got to go one time.
Feel like there's like bits and pieces from the trips that I've gone on that I appreciate. But in totality, the times that I've gone to New York, I haven't had like an experience that made me feel like, oh my goodness, I need to go back. Like I've been there twice for work.
Yeah.
And the last time I went there is when the fires from Canada was coming. So a bitch couldn't breathe. The sky was yellow. And like I was actually like the last day I was planning to go out was when the sky was yellow. And I was like, damn, I got to be in the hotel room all day. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I went and got a chopped cheese and I went to the bodega, but I went to one of these like dispensaries because they just sell weed anywhere. Mm-hmm. Bought me some weed and I just got high in the hotel room. Mm-hmm. I went to sleep, woke up and caught a flight back home.
Yeah, the bodega, I don't know.
But the chopped cheese?
But you be going,
I'll go back to New York for the chopped cheese.
But you go to New York at the right time because I ain't never been in the summer. And that's the thing. I just need to go to New York in the summer.
Yeah.
And I'm straight.
Yeah. I want to go to New York in this. I feel like that's the experience I'm missing because I haven't gone to New York to just be like a tourist for real. It's always been like for work or we're doing Rolling Loud and we can't do anything but go to the concert. Or when we went for Burna Boy, that was a good weekend though.
That was
a good weekend because like we only had the one day where we were tied to stuff,
right.
And then we were able to do other things. But even like that last day when we went to Soho, I was like, I'm ready to go.
We went to Soho?
Like the area, not Soho House.
I was about to say.
We went to Soho to do like.
But there was no places in the shop in Soho, really.
Yeah.
But then people said they don't really be going shopping in Soho. That's what I've been hearing.
No.
But nah, it was a good time. It was a little good time. I'm very happy. All right. But we had our first event, Dirty Denim. Yummy, what you think about the event?
I think it was great. I feel like that could be its own episode and we should probably make it one. How are we looking for time?
Good. We're at 55.
Okay, yeah, we can wrap up this episode then. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about Dirty Denim at a later date. Thank you so much for the folks that showed up. It was a good turnout for our first event. And
it was.
We're definitely going to scale up. So
and plan another one.
It's the only way to make sure that you get informed about the events that we're doing is to follow us on social medias. I am Suki G's on Instagram and Twitter. That is SUKIGEEZ because I make everything that I try look twice as easy. On TikTok, I am DJ Suki G's. That's DJ SUKIGEEZ. Nothing but a G thing on social media. We are nothing spelled all the way out. NOTHING on Instagram and Twitter. We are active. We are active there. If you communicate with us, we will communicate back. We are also on TikTok at Nothing Spelled All The Way Out, NOTHING, capital B, capital A, capital G, Thing Spelled All The Way Out. That's on TikTok as well. Deji.
You can follow me on IG and Twitter at the RMB underscore thug. I'm sorry, the RMB thug underscore Deji. Mm-hmm. RMB is spelled RNB. Lastly, letters, what yes. I always like to say, y'all keep it lovely.
Free mellow bucks.
Free more bucks.
Free mellow bucks.
Mellow bucks. Free mellow bucks. Condolences to the people of B-more, Baltimore. Yes.
That bridge falling is just
that shit
tragedy.
Is one of the scariest things. That's
oh my goodness! I don't Can even you imagine?
Get, I don't even get good feel when I'm on a bridge. That's actually one of my like final destinations.
Yours? Yeah. Me too. I be speeding across them bitches. Oh my
like,
god!
I don't like being on bridges for nothing.
Oh my goodness! Especially since like yeah, Chicago has bridges too.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I be trying to figure out how to get off the well. Motherfuckers
as soon as you get on the bitches.
As soon.
Oh my goodness! I don't even but yes, trust prayers them. For all those people. Also. I'm rooting on LSU to make it to the Final Four and to win the championship. I don't give a fuck what anybody else got to say about Iowa and Caitlin Clark. And I can talk shit about that place because I went to school there for 4 years. They don't give a fuck about black people, just like George Bush. And that's where I end this right here. Angel Reese, Anissa Morrow from Chicago. If they beat Iowa, or if it's Iowa and LSU again playing on that side, mm-hmm. I'm getting an Iowa jersey with Anissa Morrow on it. Because that's a superstar right there. She was at DePaul.
Wait, is she on Iowa?
No, she's on LSU. She's from Chicago. She went to She went to DePaul for 2 years and then transferred. But when she was at DePaul, she was averaging like 28 points a game, like double digits rebounds, like averaging a double-double. She transferred to LSU, and she's literally, like, one of their best players. They have a lot of good players on their team, but she's one of the best players, but she just gets overlooked because Angel Reese. But she's dope as fuck, and Anissa Morrow for the win. Like, I'm team LSU all the way for the repeat.
Got you.
Fuck Caitlin Clark. No shade.
You That's heard it. Her.
She's cool, but.
We're going to catch y'all.
We're going to talk about that in episode 2.
Cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Two low-down G, so we're crazy. Death row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.